Blog Talk Radio.
thought something was really wrong. But an old man came, he showed up. That's like, what's wrong? And now he's kicked off. Like, they gonna know somebody. Nope, that's a problem. It's all right, stuff now. I thought something was wrong with me.
Like, for real. There wasn't nothing wrong with me, per se. I just needed to start taking over and delegating certain tasks. I wasn't doing that. I was just putting it all on myself and then mine.
Right.
And now that I'm doing the security thing, I'm just like, literally, we just bought practice. I told Terrence,
brother,
I said, man, whatever you say we get, we get.
Right.
Because that's what we do. Whatever you say, I can't do what about it. Indeed. There's a few things I'm just going to deal with, but man, all the other stuff, have fun.
Go ahead, babe.
I've been hearing it lately.
I've been putting it out lately.
Yeah, that was a video game, right? But a long time ago, man. Take
that. All right, but I'll take that off the dog off the stage. I was so crazy. So, oh, man, appreciate it. She could have paid it. Well, I thought it was like, almost spent.
We coming on with y'all wait till I get this chicken bone pouch. Or this chicken. That's plugged up. Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Blog Talk Radio, simulcasting on YouTube at Pastor Dow Channel Straightway Live, as well as Facebook. We're here in the dungeon. At least that's what I call it. And we got quite a few things that we need to go over here this morning, this evening, this afternoon, or whichever way, or whatever apparatus you're listening to us on. We do appreciate each and every last one of you for taking time out of your busy schedules, knowing that if you're an Israelite, you ain't got nothing else better to do but rest on the Sabbath, because we're in the Sabbatone right now coming in. But if you're a heathen and you're not an Israelite, you probably got plenty to do, like get ready for the club or, you know, all that other good stuff. Stuff that after a while goes very tiring.
Yeah.
If you understand what I mean. Waste of time, waste of energy, waste of money, waste of effort. You ever been in a club before and somebody pull out guns and start shooting folks?
Yeah.
I know, I did. Yeah, is Big P still down there? There used to be a club called Big P.
That was that many umpteen years ago.
But I was down there in the Fayetteville. Went to a club called Big P's.
Big P's.
Mm-hmm. Big P's. And on the dance floor, man, somebody pulled out a gun and just started shooting, man. Boy,
I'm in the Bible club.
I don't know what that thing is. I mean, brother, I left in 89.
It was a club called the Pirate Club.
That's a long time. But you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want any part of nothing like that again, ever. In any way, shape, fashion, form. So instead of going to club, we have our spirits, our souls, our bodies sitting right here.
Hallelujah.
Amongst the household of faith, Israel.
Lord.
We, as usual, we have Teacher Shane in the house.
Yeah.
We got Elder Mitch.
Lord.
Brother Gideon.
Hallelujah.
Brother Travis. We're here. And we, hey, if y'all can hear me, let me know. Let me know if y'all can hear me. And how we are coming in, because right now, you may hear a little sound in the background. That's probably the air conditioner that's running. And if it's troubling y'all, bothering y'all, if it's hindering y'all, let us know. Monkey Bastard in the house, bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank you for your offering there. And each one of you that are giving to the ministry right here, the work of the ministry. So what do you think? You get here on the land and stuff, you see any improvements? You see any work still being done?
A lot of work being done. I like that fence. From Chris' house all the way down. It's
right.
Really nice.
We got to wait.
House.
Huh?
And the boat house.
And the boat house. Yeah, we got to wait for the wood to dry out a little bit before we can paint it, you know, because it's treated. Yeah, everybody likes that fence. That fence, you can't miss the fence.
It's really good.
It's there. Do you see any difference in work, Travis?
Sir.
From last time you was here?
Yes, sir. We prepped the garden off my whatever I was looking at with a pencil.
Right.
I come back today, the corn is tall as I am.
Yeah.
Was any corn there last time?
Yeah. All right, he says turn it up a bit.
Yes, sir.
The only thing I could do is turn the sensitivity. On what?
LBS.
Where are we at? Oh, right here, the blue one. Right here, turn this up.
Mm-hmm.
Will that make the mic more sensitive?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, well, good, I ain't got to do that then. So we turned it up a bit there. Somebody said turn it up a bit, and we turned it up a bit. And just think, when people say that I don't have to listen and obey anybody either, that's crazy, man. People just, you know, when you submit one to another in the fear of y'all, everybody's got to do that. Everybody has to. All right, got a few notes right here I'm going to go over. Now's the time to go ahead and put down your numbers and the dates that you're actually going to be here, because Tabernacles or the feast, the fall feast, is going to be kicking off with trumpets. And that's going to be on the 6th at nightfall, September the 6th at nightfall. And then we have Atonement that's after that, which is the 16th. Day of Atonement, which will be a fast day, and then we have the kickoff of Tabernacles Monday, the 20th, at eve. And we'll be there all the way to the last day of that Tuesday, the great day. So if you're planning on coming to Tabernacles, I ain't even talked about it yet that I know of, and we already got 290 people on the list.
About the numbers?
Yeah. I ain't even talked about Tabernacles yet.
Yeah, I remember
Mm. Elder Mitch said I did. Who ever think that the fall beats will be up on us this fast? Because it seemed like this year.
Why?
It just literally just flew by. But you know what? Anytime that you're busy,
yeah.
Anytime that you're working, hey, time flies.
It does.
It really, literally goes. And so you may want to call in at the dining hall. Leave a message with our sister so they can put your names down in the book. Communities, go ahead and get in. Thank you, Claudia Amelia, for your offering there. Y'all get it in. Get it in, get it in, get it in, get it in. All y'all that are giving, thank y'all. We're going to, now last year we capped it off at 800 and we end up close to 900. So this year we're going to make sure we try to keep it at 800. And I can't even mention to you, all you got to do is go back and look at the videos to see what wonderful time that we have. You know, it's amazing. We all come out of some form of religion. I call it vain religion. And, you know, we understood and we way back then that there's a Messiah and we need to repent of our sins. And we need to walk in the newness of life. We all comprehend that and we understand that and we get it very well. The trouble is that when you become so religious that you're disobedient to the word. That's the problem. You're so religious and you're trusting in these people so much that you actually believe in that you're in the faith, in the way, because you give mental assent. That's the problem. Only come to find out that one day when Yahshua gave you the eyes to see, the ears to hear, this brazen, this bold, this forthright, forthcoming, this uncouth, uncharacteristic preacher. And Yah does choose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, don't he? And so Yah all of a sudden, he sends the Holy Spirit and starts, when you thought you had the Holy Spirit, he sends you the Holy Spirit and starts troubling your spirit and says, man, what this man is saying, this is truth. Why ain't everybody else saying it?
Yeah.
And not only is it truth, the solidification of that is this. And mind you, I'm just a preacher. I'm only preaching the things that has been in the book a long time that other people refuse to preach. Now, in their defense, let me say this. There are a lot of people that claim to be preachers, and they're not. Because the Most High hadn't opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. They're none of that. And so, you had the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, dealing with all these individual people. And they started researching because they heard a voice. Now listen, Yah always uses a man to waken you up, but it's his spirit that does the drawing. All praises to the Most High Yah.
All praise.
His spirit. I, like you, just was able to have the day when he came in my door and knocked. I just haven't opened up the door.
Sure.
I did not know when I opened up the door. That when I invited this friend in, when I invited this teacher in, when I invited this brother in, when I invited my Messiah in,
sir,
that I would end up so-called losing everything.
True.
Because I wasn't told all that.
Nope.
I was just getting this as I went along.
Sir.
But I remained faithful and stayed faithful to the cause. After all, he's already done walked those steps.
Yeah.
So there's no way that nobody can call the word of the true and living Yah a hypocrite when he already done walked the path that we are all on and striving to finish.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? So he knows everything that we're dealing with, everything. Next thing you know, he gives you a new family, new brethren, and he gives you his spirit that gives you the self-determination and the drive and the will to be able to go against wind and tide, to serve him, going against all conventional wisdom by loving him and keeping his commandments. And he's lit a fire in us that's still burning. Well, then we come over here and find out that the Most High ain't all about this religious stuff. I mean, most of you don't know. What was it, Teacher Shane? We actually didn't start drinking wine on this community, what, until about 2010? 11? Well, we drinking wine when you came, fail to miss.
Man, I didn't see it drink until
2012 Tabernacle. You think about that.
That's the first time
I seen
drink.
Really? Yeah. 2012 Tabernacle.
Wow.
Well, how do we end up drinking at Tabernacles? And then we mostly just had wine.
Yeah.
Because, mind you, I only had like maybe a 3-4 year stint of drinking when I was in the military. That was about it. 4 years. And then after coming to the faith, which was like 92, all the way up until 2012, I drank nothing. I ain't had a TV now. It's a monitor. Now we never had a TV signal. Now we can get TV signal through internet. But I can easily count 20 years without even having a signal to have a TV now. Too busy. Y'all think about that for a minute. So then I started reading the book, and of course, as obedient as we are, I started reading in there, and he said, hey, ain't nothing wrong with you having some strong drink during the feast.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I started, and then the worst thing I did was when he put it in my spirit, and it was real simple, because I exercise self-autonomy all the time. I just happened to pick up the 1611 King James Version of the Bible. Y'all did that before? Y'all done it before?
Yes,
and then I looked in there and discovered that there's some books called the Apocrypha. So then, you know me, like the student that I am, I just decided to pick up my modern King James Version and to see if I could find them somewhere, knowing they wasn't there anyway. You know what I mean? I said, huh? I said, who in the world, if it was in this original, who said it can't be in this? It's in the Septuagint. It's in the Greek writings, which are reliable scriptures that we have. The only reliable scriptures that have been translated from Hebrew. And I said, who did? So I come across it. Go on the internet. They say it's uninspired. It wasn't Canaanized. By what? By who?
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, I'll tell you what. I got the Holy Spirit. Do you have the Holy Spirit?
Certainly.
I started reading it. Which is the worst thing you could do in the world. Christianity and your family, nobody ever expects for you to read the Bible. I told you, you could carry a dictionary to church and nobody would know the difference.
True.
Hell, you wouldn't even know the difference.
True.
Huh?
True.
So I said, I started reading about what life is it with a man without wine and women.
Yeah.
Wow, I said, what, did I read that right?
Wow.
Well, then I said, okay, we'll start drinking up some strong drinking wine, you know, with women. We got too many women, you know what I mean? We couldn't run women, you know what I mean? But we could run that wine. We ran that wine, strong drink. Did pretty good. You know, it's something amazing around here. You can come to a feast day around here, and you got 800 different personalities. And we all have no contentions, no bones, no, we have a good time with each other. And I started looking in the book, and I realized that David and them often had banqueting. They would banquet all the time.
Yeah.
They would have feasts. I was telling man, the only feast that we had was when I was in the house of prayer, and every time we had a get-together and gathering, you had lent quarters and green beans with cornbread. That's the type of feast that we had. There ain't no feasting. People going out buying 10 cents a pound lead quarters. Now, what we do is we have a bunch of food. We have a bunch of brothers. We mostly make and play our own music. We laugh. The majority of the time, we end up singing praise to the Most High Yah. Even in the midst of, we singing praise to the Most High Yah. Songs that we write ourselves, and then sometimes we just make them up as we go. So what's amazing is we said, I thought about that. I go, man, this is going to be a strike against religion. I heard somebody say the other day that old Pastor Dow got a potty mouth. Say I cuss too much. I'm going to give y'all a shocker. I remember when I first got filled with the Holy Spirit, all the way up to about 2014-15. Somewhere I started unthawing 2014-15. I even went to the Father and asked him, what is going on? He said, I got you. I made you. I got you in a cold, hard generation. Y'all be surprised to know that I ain't do know what you call cursing. I still ain't cursing today, believe it or not, contrary to popular opinion. I may say speech that is not favorable to your ears because you grew up in this culture right here. But there's a lot of things, there's a lot of so-called curse words even today I just don't even use. But it's sad when we have sit and watched the mental gymnastics that the largest religion in the world, Christianity, as satanic as it is, has pulled on us. Then I come to realize people ain't even trying to obey him in any way, shape, fashion, or form. They're not even trying to obey him. Well, but anyway, when he got me some strong drink, I was going to wait to see if the Holy Spirit's going to condemn me. Then I got into some old history books and found out that Martin Luther and all them, man, and John Wesley and John Calvin, you don't never hear the Christian saying this. Man, they have flagons of wine and beer that was part of their ministerial payment for the year. You'll never hear a Christian talk about that. You'll never hear the Christians talk about how Martin Luther, you know Martin Luther is the champion when he nailed his thesis on those doors that was Blittenberg. The just shall live by faith. That ain't nothing new. The prophets was already saying that. Y'all sure was telling them that. But anyway, hey, it caused a stir. But that same Martin Luther turned around and told a king, rather than divorcing Catherine, you'd be better off just taking on Anne Boleyn without divorce.
Yeah.
You don't never hear the Christians talk about that, do you? This is their champion, too. This is their champion. Free Martin Luther. Yeah, free Martin Luther. Yeah, profanity and cuss words are two different things. So I started incorporating damn and hell and bastard. Woo, boy, people thought I'd literally just black backslid. So I started going all these words in the word.
Yeah.
Nothing. Or they thought they had me when I said shit. I say, man, you people are remarkable. You capitalize so much. You're looking so meticulously to find what you perceive wrong, but you don't have a spirit that will open up your eyes and let you see all the right. It's wrong in your book, but it's not wrong in the book.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. People are so irritated today that they are just looking for the one little speck that they can't even see all the good that's being done. Choosing spirit. Lee Christmas says, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow, Pastor Corey, and all of my great elders and teachers, counting down the days until Tabernacles.
Hallelujah.
So I said, look at all this hypocrisy and stuff, and, you know, one reason why, well, there's a bunch of reasons why that people don't want to stand with Pastor Dow, or let's say follow me as I follow Christ. That's always the stipulation. All as I. If I stop following Messiah, I'll run for the hill. Run. But if you love me, take me out the back 40 knots and damn sense in me. Hey, hell, what the hell's wrong with you, man? You got a damn spirit on you? At least try deliverance first. I like to keep my head for a while. You know what I mean? But people do go off. They go off. And which I said I was going to leave it alone, which I find it hard for us. I can't leave it alone. Because every time I turn around, I ain't got to go into it. I just don't have to give up everything for the debate. But y'all remember when I accepted Yaquin's challenge?
Yes.
I'm going to show you how much cowards these so-called Hebrew Israelites is. Notice I said so-called. Nobody ever made a mention to them about their doctrine and what they've been preaching and teaching. They've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
It just came to my attention. I just heard it one day. I go, what? What the world? What did he say? You know something? I mean, I ain't never really was with him when he put all this down. You know, I only knew one or two things. It wasn't enough to draw my attention. Gideon didn't like him from the beginning.
True.
He's just devil from the beginning. But now my attention has got drawn to it, and I looked at this. Who's the first one to call Yaquin a Hindu? Somebody say Pastor Dow.
Yeah.
I got enough sense to know when I hear somebody talking a certain way, saying certain things and using certain gestures and phrases. This ain't my first rodeo. Now all of a sudden, now you got everybody out there in the so-called Hebrew Israelite community. They all are jumping. They are wearing them out.
Yeah.
Malachi Maccabee. I hear you. Oh, he ain't got the spirit to be a Maccabean. Everybody always changing their images and their names on YouTube. Yeah, here you go. Ranger said, just speak loud, Ranger, everybody can hear you.
Bravest man on the battlefield is the flag bearer, the man that carries the flag. So he runs forward and everybody follows him.
Y'all hear that?
Good
thing. And what tripped me out was I set up at, and of course, Nick, you got women. You got men. First of all, you women out of pocket. But some of these women are using the same excuses that Christianity does, like Joyce Myers. I got a head, but your damn head ain't covered. I got a head, my head covered, and I got a lot for a right way to preach to you. Ain't got to worry about me because you ain't preaching to me. Ain't no damn woman going to be preaching to me. You're going to stay your tongue and sit the hell down and shut up. See, and then they don't like that. And then these effeminate men, they get all stirred up by these women and carrying on. And then they get upset. They don't even know why they're upset. Huh? So then all of a sudden, all of a sudden, nobody's mentioning Pastor Dow's name. But you go back and look at the timestamp when I accepted his debate challenge. And you look and see all these videos they're doing. I checked it out today. Every single one of them come way after mine. Days and weeks after mine. All of a sudden, they all exposing it, jumping on the bandwagon and stuff. And they're bringing out some good points. Nothing like I'm going to bring out. I promise you that. Nothing like I'm going to bring out. Poor man, lost, done gone off. He took it personally because I called him a devil. He didn't even know what a forked tongue devil was. He said, what kind of talk is that? There's one creature that crawls on the ground that has a forked tongue.
Uh-oh.
If I'm calling you a forked tongue, I'll call you a damn snake.
Yeah,
what the hell am I doing? How much interpretation you need on that, Adler?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Damn Bushmaster.
Damn.
It ain't nothing personal. Look, first, you were okay, doing all right. But when you go off, did not Yahshua turn around? Did he not rebuke Peter when the devil was speaking out of him? Did he not say, I chose one of you 12, I chose all of you, but one of you is a devil?
Yeah.
Now he's become a devil. Satan has done infiltrated that body.
Yes.
And you have a demonic deceiving spirit.
Hallelujah.
Now operating through him.
Hallelujah.
Through chakras and peace to the gods and peace. They don't peace to hell with the motherfucking gods. Now, y'all ain't never heard Pastor use no MF. You just heard it then. That's how upset I am. How about that, damn it? And wait till we get to this debate. Y'all gonna see me in a whole different vein. I mean, it's gonna be, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a spirit don't manifest. Y'all wait till y'all see this. I ain't told nobody. Wait till you see how I handle this one. You gonna see more than rare. It's gonna be raw. Cause we got a devil out here trying to deceive the hearts of the people. You may toy around with something like that. I ain't toy around with something like, look, ain't nothing personal. I know we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But I'm telling you, with the way y'all preaching and teaching, you and Napoleon, Maccabee. You ain't a damn Napoleon. Both y'all damn stretched out Napoleons. I'm telling you one damn thing, when I come, I'm coming hard. Ain't gonna be no room for misunderstanding. And I'm gonna say it again. Nothing personal. I know how people talk about Pastor Dow. Pastor Dow just do it different. You talk about me behind the scenes, I come out in the open with it. But when we get to this debate right here, I'm gonna show y'all and I'm gonna uncover what a damn demonic infested devil and devils are. There will be no mercy, no quarter. I promise you that. You wait. I'll give you. And, whoa, I don't care. If you live in Egypt, we may sell tickets, get a ticket. This is going to be better than Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. It ain't too much of a fight. But they already got, they got the so-called Hebrews out there. They are ripping their rear end. They are tearing them up. But like I said, look, every one of them coming from my vein, I'm the first one to call them a Hindu. You can get on the internet and check it out. So I've got to say something because we had a lot of people that was using his herbs. I was saying my own defense, I ain't take one of them. I'm not saying that herbs is bad in itself, but then when I seen this damn booger sitting up there washing off herbs and then had some damn crystals in his hand and then talking about he had to charge them up. Oh, you ain't seen shit. Not only that, I'll let you know this. He even said that he is a Sarmatian verse. Then a Hebrew Israelite. Whoa. No, you ain't. You're a damn devil first. And you ain't no Israelite. I'm telling you, man. Whoa. And all you so-called damn punk-ass Hebrews, y'all show up too so y'all can learn something. So y'all can hear how a man talks and how a man deals with debate. Open discussion. Listen, Do I love them brothers? Hell no, I don't love them. I love them if they repent, turn from their wicked way. Other than that, I can't. There's no way in hell. What concord have Christ with Belial? What the hell does God look like loving an infidel? This real talk.
Do it, sir.
No, no, no. See, you, all you internet video so-called exposing, y'all keep on doing y'all little stuff behind the scenes. Pastor Dow like doing shit face-to-face. I told him I didn't understand this generation right here. You know, used to, in our day, there was no internet. So if you had conflict with someone, you had to go straight to them.
Yeah.
Or either they come to you. They didn't have all these voice overtures. They didn't hide behind skirts. They didn't set up and just get on there and become a keyboard ninja. And just try to beat you up like that. It was just a conversation straight up. And if it escalated physically, it just got physical. See, and that day, them days are damn far gone now. They damn far gone. And then all you so-called Hebrews out there with his long-ass, Jerry Curl-ass hair. You more feminine than them? They got Hebrews out here with damn hair longer than women.
Jerry Curl.
Y'all some damn black Fabios or some shit like that? What the hell's wrong with y'all, man? Boy, I tell you, if you ever want to get a conflict with me, bring your long-ass hair with me. Bring it. Boy. Nobody don't want. Listen, if your hair is longer than a woman's, your hair is too damn long. They take locks to a whole new damn value. You know what it is? They become vain, like women and stuff. They think that shit make them look better. A man's supposed to be masculine. A man really, truly, he wants personal hygiene, but he really, truly ain't concerned about his damn looks. He's just a man. Straight up. He ain't sitting in no damn mirror in front of a mirror primping. And even in the midst of the debate, some of y'all come with that damn long-ass flabby old hair. I'm going to let y'all know about that, too, while I'm in the middle of the debate. There's got to be some order in Israel.
Right.
There's got to be some order. I assume if you come to that debate, you're an Israelite, so you're going to hear the word like an Israelite. But I tell you what, man, it's sad what I see going on today. It's such a great falling away. And teach, we were talking about that the other day. When we was going to town, we was just shaking our damn head. Do you understand? We used to sit down and have conversations, and we would read this script, right? Read this Bible, and we go, man, I know they're talking about the end time, but this ain't it yet. This is not it. We can both actually say we are at the door. With what we've seen have transpired and take place in the last 10 years, we're right at the door. But we're not going to call nothing until I see something. And remember, the book is closed.
Yeah.
It's a sealed book. Remember, Yahweh, our Elohim, will surely do nothing until he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets.
That's right.
I had a woman I heard on here called herself a prophet.
No.
A woman prophet?
Nope. Broke. Nope.
I mean, are they doing this thing, transformer stuff, where they crossing over and doing all this old other stuff? Can you believe that? I thought a woman, the best she could be is a prophetess.
Yeah.
Gender. You understand?
Yeah.
But she declares that she's a prophet. I said, I done heard it all now. I said, the world is crossing over, and they confused. I guess they confused too. Now, I'm asking y'all a question. See, the reason why a lot of us men, we couldn't get with Christianity is because we knew that they were sissies.
Right?
You got men in there more softer than women. When
right.
You shake their damn hand, they hold your hand, it's just like that little thing.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well,
I remember one time I had a preacher shake my hand, and I did like this.
Oh.
I didn't matter.
Manicure.
And you know what? I went, I said, you sure you ain't got something going on with you? Mm. I just talked to him straight up like that.
What you mean?
His name is Gardner, Bishop Gardner. Yeah, for that Baptist church down in Leesville, Louisiana. I actually went to his office and had a discussion. I set an appointment and had a discussion with him. He tried to tell me, well, you know, some of the biggest homosexuals was a closet homosexual. This was in 92. And they mostly on football teams and nobody even knowing. I'm sitting there looking at him and looking. I said, but I ain't talking about it. And man, I said, I'm out. See you. Me and my other girl was singing in the choir. Then we came in, man. We was just, you know, we go in. And I'm like, man, we out of here. Mm-mm. Out, O-U-T. Come to find out, man, yeah, all these many years later. Got out. He been in the bed with a man.
Oh, man. It's so long.
The pastor. Watch this. Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this. And you know what's even worse? The deacon board, the usher board, and the ironing board.
Oh, man.
None of them set him down. They done got with this ecumenical movement. Then long, not too long after that, Eddie Long come out.
Yeah.
He turns around and he's a known homosexual. They paraded him up like he's a king. Buried him in a golden casket. No matter what y'all has to do here on this earth, hell is hot and heaven is real. Rob says, Yashad says, spit that fire truth, Pastor. Miss y'all. See you soon. We'll be on duty at the debate. Brother Yashad DMB. Man, let me tell y'all something. And the reason why, after, you know, I'm just telling y'all these experiences. The reason why that men come to this ministry is because a man can recognize a man.
Yeah.
True. Did y'all hear what I said?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's real.
No, for real. A man can recognize a man.
Yeah, that's true.
A man ain't got no time for no BS. That's the reason why you can look out during the beat days. You will always see like a 60-40 split.
Yeah.
It'll be 60% men,
yeah.
30% women. It's probably 70% men and 30% women.
Right. You're right.
This is a man's ministry right here.
Yep.
Led by men, warriors.
Man.
Now, you imagine how some of these feminine pastors would have took this. I remember when Ranger first came on land.
Yeah.
He had his wife sitting right there. And I forget what I said to him. I said something to him. He said, I just came to see if you're full of shit or not.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, sir.
He said, first thing, that's the first thing Ranger said. I came to see if you're full of shit or not.
True.
I look at him, I'm like, see, I like that. The Bible says, try the spirit to see whether they be of Yah. Don't it say that?
Yeah.
And this first order, try the spirit, I want to see if you're full of shit or not.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And Bridge is like, she about to pee in her skirt.
She's bagging her shit.
She's like, oh, shit is going to be war here that day. I already know how your ass is in him. Oh, shit.
Then come check you out.
Yeah. Come check me out. I always said it is.
Yeah. When I came, he said, come check me out. Exactly
what
I did.
Joe did.
Check him out. Yeah.
And man, that stuff go by so fast.
Yeah.
Look how long you been here. Look how fast that went. Look how fast that went, though.
Quick.
And here we are today. Here we are today. And I'm, wow. And but see, most of you so sensitive. I I knew exactly what he was doing. That's why I was laughing. Then next thing you know, we're taking a picture together.
Hallelujah.
And watch this. Even from that time when we first met, I've grown. Can you see I've grown since then?
Sir, that's true. That's
right. Elder Mitch, have I not grown even more since then? But guess what? Guess what? As I go, you all go.
Yep. Yes. Very true.
Because there's a dynamic that works in the world here, is that a student will never be greater than his teacher. The teacher's ambition and desire is that you will be one day greater. If you ain't, you ain't no kind of damn teacher at all. You want everybody great. Everybody better. What did Moses say? Man, Moses said, man, if y'all all had my mind and all believe, y'all would see, man, it would be so glorious the way we would be able to do things and carry ourselves. Brother Cedric says, double blessings and honor the pastor Dow, you and your household. Pay-per-view won't have nothing on this debate, strength and honor. I'm going to be surprised if the debate even go forward with the way that the so-called Hebrew community is hammering ass. But you know what? It is a test that they do watch me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They watch straightway.
That's true. Yeah.
They follow every damn thing that we do. They won't admit it. They won't do it. But they're tongue-in-cheek behind it. But they do watch every damn thing we do. Everything we do. Yeah, they do.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Or y'all wouldn't be jumping on the bandwagon like this.
That's right.
Truth.
Right.
Carter. Won't mention my name though.
No.
And that right. Punk ass IUIC, man, them damn punk asses.
Yep.
Pisses. They can't get no control of their people, then they wonder why every once in a while I'm always talking about them.
Yeah.
Cause you as leaders, Nathaniel and all the rest of you damn jack leg ass bishops. If you had any damn, if you know that straightway just don't go out there and just pick and fight and just talking ill of any leadership, they know better. You don't see straightway out there just blasting y'all, but you don't have no self-control. You have no authority, no governor, no nothing over these damn loose-lipped people. And they don't mind dropping y'all name either. It's sad. Human tribes is sad. So with men, what happens is the most high Yah, because remember, Yah is a man of war.
Yeah.
Right. When he turns around, man, when men hear this, they're like, oh, man, they wake up and then the women get scared.
Yeah.
The women get afraid. And the women go, and the men go, oh, yeah, I can get with this.
Yeah.
Let's go check this out. This is what I'm talking about, not that damn shit where you sitting in the church. And there are 50 women and 3 men.
Yeah.
Huh? The men like, yeah, oh, yeah, no, we going in. The women like, oh, no, wait a minute. But they were comfortable around them in feminine pastors. With clear fingernail polish on their nails.
Fingernail
polish. Yeah. Manicured hands. They comfortable with that, though. So, yeah, ladies, this is how Robbie goes, salt.
Fuck yeah,
salt. We are in the last days. We're in a quagmire. We're in the end time spirit. How am I doing so far?
You're doing all right.
Well,
on point.
And I just got to the first note.
Good. He's on point.
Well, see, the problem with Yaki and him is Yaki has not been truthful with y'all from the very beginning. And like a fork-tongued slithering snake, he slithered in for financial gain to make money off the backs of Israelites. Why he's not disclosing to you all these other gods that he believes in. Well, Pastor Dow's attention on it now. When my attention on something, y'all know I'm focused. Laser sharp. Laser sharp. And when I'm focused, when I say something, you better damn believe I can back it up. And if I turn around, first he made a blanket statement. And he says, I'll debate anyone on this. Emmett Malik got there. I said, well, damn, I'm somebody. He said, I should have picked up the phone. Wait a minute. You made an open challenge. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Why we got to get on the damn phone and talk about it? I didn't take it personally. I just called you what you are, damn devil. And I still ain't mad and upset with them. I just know that they devils. Everybody think y'all mad with the devil. Then how did the devil get to talk to him concerning the attack on Job?
Yeah.
It's just that the devil has a job to do.
Yeah.
And this devil got a job to do. Israel is being tested. How else y'all going to test you unless you send a devil in the midst of you? Where did the lion spirit come from? Then y'all said, hey, who shall I send?
Yeah,
he said, I'll be a lion spirit. I said, well, oh, shit, where you, where the lion spirit? You said, you want me in hell?
Yeah.
What the hell you doing up here? Listen to all this. Most of y'all said, go. And be a lion spirit in all the mouth of the prophets. And that spirit went. See? What it is that people don't understand. You think you comprehend and understand spiritual warfare, but if you don't, number one, if you're absent of the Holy Spirit, if you're absent of obedience to the commandments of the Most High Yah, and you don't have His Spirit and stuff, there ain't no way that you can get involved in this warfare. All you're going to have is war. All you're going to have is words and herbs. Which, read Romans 14, verse 1 through 2, man. Let's 1 and 2. Let's hit this again. We're going to hit it again. Mind you, now they done got to the point. You take Deuteronomy 14, rip it out. You take Leviticus 11, rip it out. Matter of fact, you take all the business, rip it out. And then you get rid of all of Paul's rights.
And they do that.
And what, pretty much what you do, you start ripping shit out all over the place. And pretty soon, all you got is this.
Yeah.
True. And how many times have we heard, it is written. It is written. It is written. It is written.
That's right,
I don't give a damn what they say is written or not.
Yeah.
They are not the end all and be all of the sum of all wisdom.
Yeah, that's right. That's
cool. And see, now people get mad at me. Well, Pastor Dow, why you got to be so mean? That's what they say to me. Well, Pastor Dow, why don't you, why can't you just show some love. I am showing love. Open rebuke is better than secret love, damn it. But see, you don't like that kind of love. You like that damn smooth Joel Osteen type love.
Yeah.
You like that they lips are like butter love. That's what you like. You like all that love. You know, how was David a man if he didn't talk like this? Though he talked like this.
Yeah,
it was just our nature. Yeah. We're not trying to put on this just the way we are.
Yeah.
So now, today, if you rebuke somebody, you're wrong.
Yeah. According
to them. According to them.
Yeah.
It ain't according to him, according to them.
Yeah.
Then I heard some old-ass juggernaut. He tried to get his ass on there and try to tell everybody that the written word was not important. It's the oral word. You know what the oral word is, right? The word is coming from his damn decrepit ass. Like, you tell people what?
What he heard. Who did he hear from? Come on, man.
You all right, Rachel?
Yeah.
That's the only word that mean anything, what he said.
Yeah.
He got them long-ass locks, too. Hey, y'all have to worry about growing hemp plants. All you got to do is cut the locks off these damn Hebrew Israelites, and you have all the rope you need.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. On belay.
we got to do, man. If I ever need to repel down a mouth, all I got to do is cut the locks off them damn so-called Hebrew Israelites. I can tie me a Swiss seed, man.
Shit, I got to be ready.
Oh,
amen.
Read deep.
Him that is weak in the faith.
Stop. It didn't say he was strong. It said him that is weak in the faith. You got to do that too, huh? I got to do that too, man. Him that is weak in the faith, what did he do?
Receive you. But not to doubtful disputation.
You hear that? Read on.
For one believeth that he may eat all things.
Y'all hear that? There's not one belief. Now, his belief could be flat out wrong because you can't eat all things. We have a law. It's called the dietary law. In case many of you don't know, there's four aspects, four categories to the law. Four. And they just done away with the whole dietary law.
Wow.
And the ceremonial law. And just done away with it. Gone. There were no vegetarians in Israel. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
That's a bold statement. Think about this for a second. I'm telling y'all there were never a vegetarian in Israel. That's bold. I'm going to let this out. I'm going to bring this one point out. And watch you see how many people grab hold of this from the internet and take off and run.
I'm
going to give y'all one damn point. You can search the whole internet. You ain't going to find it. Y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all want to hear it out there? If you want to hear it, type in 7.
Let's hear it.
All right, y'all ready for this?
Come on.
Let's go. People are making this big old stink about Genesis 1:29 die. Is that right? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
They make this big old stink about vegan or vegetarianism. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? I got one question. One. Was it meat or fruit that caused the first sin to enter into the world? I mean, when y'all said, you see that tree? You see that tree? Was a black angel hanging off that tree? How about a bison? How about a deer?
What?
No, it had to be a ram, had his head caught in the thicket, right? Had his damn ram cut. Right?
Yeah.
Had to be a goat hanging from the tree. Man got tempted with a fruit.
Yes.
And by that, sin entered into the world.
Fruit.
I just said something profound.
He pushed fruit that.
I know that. Think about that, though.
Yeah.
Think about what I just said. I'm going to say the rest of the debate. Y'all ain't getting nothing else.
I'll leave, bro.
You think about that, though.
Yeah.
There was no damn goat. There was no ram. There was no lamb. There was no bison. There was no black angel. There was no man in shear. There was no wahoo hanging from the tree of life. And the tree that was in the midst of the garden, when he said, you shall not touch and you shall not eat, there was no meat on that tree. Uh-oh, am I in trouble?
Oh,
Now let's go back to Romans 14. Instead of a truth bomb, we hit y'all with a fruit bomb. You think about it. Satan used a fruit to tempt, first temptation, Eve. And then she turned around and bought that fruit to Adam. The fruit was only an object for test. The test has always been obedience. That's how we take this even farther.
Yep.
The test has simply always been obedience. You got to use something for the test. And they failed the test of obedience. Now we're over in Romans 14, 1 and 2. Read, teacher.
One believes that he may eat all things.
One believes he can eat every damn thing.
Another?
Another?
Who is weak?
Who is weak?
Eat herbs.
Another who is weak, eat what?
Eat herbs.
Now, a good translation would be only herbs. Because we eat herbs. If only it would be something like only herbs, wouldn't it? But we're going to stick with the translation that says, one who is weak eat what? Herbs. That's why I said the other day, I can tell you right now, there ain't no vegan in this world that can outwork me. I'll spot you 20 years. That's a bad boast right there. I'll spot you 20. And that damn show ain't no yaki with them damn long-ass dragon fingernails. Them damn dirty, nasty-ass singing. That lady no way in hell. He come out here and get one damn cut on a damn cinder block. He finished. We got to take him to the ER.
Ouch.
Well, you said it. That guy, I'm lost him, boy. You got to take them damn Goldilocks and tie them up around here, boy, because I'm telling you, the way we work. Sorry. If you only believe you can eat herbs, you're weak as shit. I'm sorry, that's what the book says. Let's just do one more. Alright? And we might we should shoot from the hill. One more. Go to Genesis chapter 9. These damn assholes be sitting up there lying all over y'all. They be lying their rear end off.
They do. Thank you,
Pastor. It's the spirit of truth. You know what I mean? You remember Hananiah was sitting up in a line on Jeremiah, and he turned around and said, I only am a prophet of Yah. And then he turned around and said that the Babylonians is not going to come in and destroy us. We're going to, matter of fact, Hananiah told the people what they wanted to hear. We're going to reverse this joke. We're going to destroy them, the Babylonians. Jeremiah said, this book is making you believe into a lie. Yeah. Let me tell you something right now. Y'all better go and submit to the Babylonians. Y'all so far gone, you better go submit. Who the hell you think of? You better go do it. I'm telling you right now, when they coming for your ass. Y'all been that rebellious, that stubborn, that disobedient.
Right. That's right.
That's Jeremiah. Real prophet of y'all.
That's right. They want to hear him.
No, they don't want to hear. That's the same way that many of you weak-ass men out there today don't want to hear me.
Nope,
they don't. You damn cowards and afraid and scared half the damn devil. You scared of the dog.
Yeah.
I remember I did a message, believe it or not, and I said, y'all should be scared of the day rather than the night.
True.
You should be.
That is true.
I mean, damn. The night is your best cover.
Yeah.
You can hide in the shadows. You should be more comfortable at night. You're not as exposed at night. Never mind. You can't talk to folk, man. You can't do it. I remember one night we had the cows get out right here, right? It was about 10 o'clock. and we done had a few little strong drinks anyway. You figure people had a little courage, right? So we trying to get our cows in. And one of the brothers said, we going to walk in them woods.
Blood was shed, and you bring an offering
of vegetables, which one are y'all going to receive? Y'all know I just got finished saying something profound, right?
Yeah.
We're sitting at the table and Teacher Shane said, so what offer we going to bring? Animal, shed by blood, or basket of fruit?
That's real.
He said, think about that. And what the hell are we doing, repeating Cain and Abel?
Cain and Abel.
Now, let me tell y'all something, man. We straightway, y'all hear me? We straightway. We ain't no damn novices. We wasn't born yesterday and all that old stuff, man. You feel, a lot of people think they know this book, know this law. I'm telling you right now, we know the law. These people, man, that's why I keep telling you, this is light. This is lightweight. I don't even want to deal with this part, but I don't have to deal with it. I want to get to the damn pagan, heathen, other God part. That's what I want to hit more than anything. That's what I want to hit. This stuff is lightweight. I want to get to his damn Egyptology, his damn Hinduism. Yeah, I want to get to that shit. That's what I want to get to. I want to get to this Kundalini is all up in his ass. That's what I want to get to. Genesis 9, come on with it.
And y'all bless Noah.
Oh, whoa. Noah. So we understand the time frame then, right? So y'all bless Noah and his sons. Come on.
Said unto them, be fruitful and multiply.
Be what?
Be fruitful.
And what?
And multiply.
Come on.
And replenish the earth.
Come on.
And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth. And upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea.
That's how we get ready to get good. Listen to this.
Into your hand are they delivered.
Oh. What's delivered?
Everything.
Not only the beast of the field, but the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea.
Yes,
read on.
Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat.
Oh, I'm done.
Come on.
Let me go to a break. Elvis, you want to take it over for a second, man? Just say something for a minute, man. I'm done. See, this is lightweight. This is lightweight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think they hurt.
This is lightweight.
I don't think they hurt.
They should be, they probably should be counting. They should be thanking y'all that they even worthy of being our presence.
Wow. That's true.
Man, I don't want to get it.
He's hurt. He's taking offense, but the brother don't understand that pastor coming to save him. But he getting offended.
But he just said real love.
That's real love, bro.
Yeah.
Real love. That's real love.
He just getting rebuked sharply, that's all.
That's love, though.
That he might be saved.
Yeah.
That's it. Ain't no sense in taking offense. The shepherd only coming from the book. This brother right here.
You was on
But like he said, he's Charmation first. Yeah. Now, there's a book my wife, she found it. It's some lost book or whatever. And she found the Charmation. It's very read. Something about some Gospel of the 12 or something like that. That book like $1,200 something like that on Amazon or whatever. But this is where some of these folks get their doctrine from. And so people dibble and dabble.
Yeah,
and
all this, 12
there you go.
Shit.
There you go. That's what we found.
Wow.
No, whatever. So this is what these people are dibbling and dabbling in order to get this type of knowledge.
But they accept that book, but they deny the books that have already been here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And people, they get caught up in their own mind. So just like what you said, people begin to rip out Paul. I tell people, man, just throw it about. We know people personally, me and my brother in our family, that say, take out the renewed covenant and just rip it out. So it's no different than they cling on to something. They start a doctrine with it. And, you know, that has to come out. And normally they work from back to front. They work from back to front. It starts from a new covenant, start taking little things out, can't get with this, can't get with that. Then it works itself all the way up, and they just keep finding problems and issues. You can't perfect what's already been there. It's already written. The Most High knew it was best for man before man knew it was best for itself. Clear, point blank. First thing that the doctors tell people when they got these diabetics and they all jacked up and everything, they tell them to get off the swamp. They start telling them all these different things that they need to do. You gotta have tests ran on you to see that you alert your shellfish or something like that. But if you just follow the book, you ain't gotta even worry about it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So the book's already there. It's the blueprint. He is our creator. He knows what this body can handle, what this body can't handle. The issue is we consume, like Americans. Look at our plates.
Mm.
They go to the barbecue joint.
Mm.
You got 70% meat, what, 20-30%? What is it? I mean, honestly, it's like overcooked beans and coleslaw and whatever else.
And potatoes.
Something like that. You know what I mean? So, but if people would, it's kind of like Pastor Gold talking about the weight thing. You know, people just have it under control.
Mm.
You know, I mean, no one says no to anything. You know? Yeah, they say nothing. People lack discipline. Many people do. So it's simple. No, I don't need that much bread. Y'all always say every time here at Straightway, it's served, but you ain't got to say yes. You ain't got to take it, right? It's served, but you can pick and choose what you're going to eat off that plate. You know, or you're going to pick and choose what you can eat from the platter, if you will, where they lay out that island. You know what I mean? So the Father knew what was best for man, it was best for itself, and it's all there to read. So he coming up with these doctrines. Based on what? I don't know. It also ain't the book.
It's not the book.
But once again, he's, like Pastor said, and we were sitting talking about it, the man literally is forbidden to eat meats, which are made to be received with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And where you going to find that at? Torah. Plain and simple.
Yeah, you come against the very word of God.
Yes. Plain and simple.
The word
made
itself.
To be received. We used to look at things a little backwards when we first came into the ministry, even from Colossians, don't let nobody judge you in your feast days. We used to think of it backwards, but then we start thinking about, wait a minute, we doing this stuff. We're actually practicing this.
Yeah, we don't let nobody judge us.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? And so this is where we at. So we're not going to let him judge us.
That's right.
And army.
But the leaders sit there and command?
Exactly.
Who the hell you think you are?
Straight
you
up.
These ass niggas?
Yeah. So... they're talking about.
Serious, I'm upset.
I can tell. So
I'm a serious spirit.
Yeah. So when the shepherd,
this is a high level demonic spirit.
Yeah. And you got a lot of followers too. Got a lot of people listening. A lot of people following. A lot of people following what he's saying, or whatever. So which I heard earlier with the shepherd, when he pretty much dropped the MF, I speak righteous indignation. You know, he upset for the people, for the people's sake. If there's anybody that I know that really just, if life is over, it's the shepherd here, Pastor Dow. So that's, I mean, life's literally over. The leadership of this ministry, all of us that got these communities going, we've literally just, our life's over, it's done. It's all, everything that we do is for Israel, for his people.
Right.
That's it. Everything we do is for the people. So, I mean, literally what you got with us is we live. We live what we're talking about. You know, whether it be down, whether it be here, whether it be down there in Georgia, whether it be up there with us in Kentucky, the Indy Brothers, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Praise land, whatever. Everybody's striving to do exactly what we saw here. And like you said earlier, he holds the flag, right? Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And when we heard a man. You see? And so it's just like, you can't want to see this piece of shit. I came to check him out. He said, are you part of the ministry? And I said, well, there's only one body, right? See, I was trying to dodge them. I wasn't trying to answer, you know, because I was doing exactly what I said. Come check me out. But I wasn't going to go check on no sissy.
Yeah.
He's some saying no punk. I was like, yeah, I said, I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. I gotta go see him in person. I got to go see what's up. So I can't hear none of these other cats, but that's why people are drawn here, Shepherd. That's why people here. They listen because you've been bold enough.
Oh, yeah.
To stand on the truth and be unashamed and unafraid of what that book has to say and actually stand for it and walk it out. And that's
see, even the people don't even know how righteous they are, though.
Yeah.
In that.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of obstacles they got to overcome
yeah.
just to be able to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the book says the wicked flee.
With no man.
Ain't nobody pursuing nobody today.
Mm-hmm.
But the righteous are what?
Bold as lions.
So everybody get an opportunity to see how righteous you are.
Yeah.
Because when you stick your neck out and you start declaring righteousness, you're going to have somebody going to call you and check you.
Somebody's now going to come. Yeah.
But when you're righteous, you don't mind nobody calling and checking you off. Come on in.
Yeah.
Welcome it.
Yeah.
You love it.
Exactly. Yeah, you welcome a fight. You welcome a fight. So that's exactly where we at. That's what we're doing. That's why we're here. But I'm proud of the shepherd. I'm proud of all the men that have actually opened their eyes and they can actually see what it is that we're doing. So, and my hope is that through this debate, through all this talking back and forth, through all this exposing that's going on, that many people will be drawn to even.
There's going to be a few to come out of
Yeah. Yeah,
we're gonna test. We're gonna test their Maccabean spirit. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, true. We're gonna see.
We're gonna put the Maccabees to the test.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We're gonna see if they're gonna be willing to stand on truth. And what do you say?
Macaroni.
He said
mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. No
Maccabean,
but some mac and cheese. They're going to melt. Melt.
Woo! Mercy!
Hallelujah.
All right,
you ready? I know I'm going
to say
something.
Yeah.
Indeed. Hey! Again! I can say this a thousand times. It really, truly ain't nothing personal. I'm trying my best to antagonize this spirit, stir up this spirit. I'm going to do it, too. I'm pretty damn good at that. I promise you I am.
Yeah.
And T. Chase probably better than I am at it. I'm pretty damn good at antagonizing and then stirring up spirits. I promise you that.
Wow.
Hey, but those spirits be responding, though.
They do.
I get this blog talk.
We had
Man, I done left this, man. I mean, you can look at this. You can see. We ain't even damn hit nothing, man. We ain't even hit. I ain't even finished the announcement.
Yeah.
What we're supposed to be in?
Unwillingness to learn and change.
Yeah, that was just a notion I had from a previous video.
Unwillingness to discover. Trying to remain in a state of tranquility.
Oh, that's the other one. Hey, check this out. If y'all are planning on donating like to the Be a Blessing ministry, or to Be a Blessing, you know.
Yo,
I think the sisters and them do that.
Yeah,
whenever people send in toilet paper or different paper goods, please use the P.O. Box 32 address because we still have that until it expires. So we want to cause as much stress on the United States Postal Service as we can possible. No, for real, they charging all that money for that little bitty box, man. I remember when we used to get that box for $64, man. It's $120 now. Mm. Well, little bitty box, man. For this feast day, use P.O. Box 32 to ship all of your paper goods and anything else you're contributing to the logistics of the Tabernacles, okay? So I had to get that. That was one up at the top right there.
Good.
Got to get that in there. And please make sure y'all use it. Now, if you're going to send offerings or letters of support, if you choose to do that, and you want to do it by mail, then send that to 632 Highway 52 Bypass West Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Send it there, okay? All right? Down Canada, they couldn't even make up their mind. They're supposed to have a border open in June. Then it was July. Now they pushed it back to August. They don't even know when they're going to open.
They ain't going to open.
UK
is
already
going to try to wrap that shit up.
UK
open? Yeah. Now
they
last second day.
Ah. All that business is down there, so they're making money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Target.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I'm good. First 74, we did Genesis 9, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Nah, that's good enough. And I promise you, I guarantee you, all these so-called Hebrew Israelites, they're listening. They all listening. All you got to do is go watch the video. They watch every single thing that straightway do. We sneeze, they watch.
Yeah.
They're watching. Not only they watch me, they're watching everything that come out the straightway. Everything that come out the street. But they will not mention our name. I don't care. Only one problem is, why is it that y'all can't just do the work?
Yeah.
They get your people free. Why is it you can't do that? I'm still to this day trying to use wisdom to try to figure out every which way possible that I can to get an Israelite free from the system.
Yeah.
And you people still living in that damn stairway living. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Chicago the other day. Remember that? We left out. I said Chicago. I said, man, them damn bastards up there. I said, I wouldn't even doubt it. That's probably half my damn family up them damn hoodlums. I'm serious, man. I mean, we got to be a damn bandit. Bandits for real. Ain't got no damn sense showing you that the curses are real.
Yeah,
right. We had three places we would rotate family reunions. We had a family reunion in Nashville. Then the next year, it would be in Detroit. Then the next year, it would be in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it would rotate like that.
Yeah.
That's how we would end up doing family reunions. For as long as I can remember, I stopped going in them damn things. I was like 17 years old. I stopped. I just stopped. You know what I mean? I mean, mom and dad, they didn't, and I guess they didn't go, you know. But I can remember us traveling and going to all these places for family reunions.
Yeah, I remember you pointing out places up there.
Yeah. Sure did. Long as I can remember, I was a little bitty boy. And I can remember all this stuff. And then you look at these damn, look at the condition and state of these places. Especially over Chicago. Y'all hear about that little girl? She was 4 months old, caught a straight bullet in the head because these damn hoodlums out there spraying bullets all over the damn place.
She went in every direction. Crime going up everywhere.
It's bad. But that's the Biden administration. That's the Democratic side. I mean, think about it, though. I mean,
And, you know, you just talked about, all right, so when I was down in Houston, me and my brother, we would take care of business running around after we got this truck.
The problem is how they relaxed. Yeah. Laws and people are not able to defend themselves.
Yeah, true. So,
we don't have all this shit running rampant down here.
Out of country.
Do y'all have all this stuff, that crime running rampant down in Fayetteville?
Fayetteville's always been bad, but it's not as bad as like New York.
No, ain't nowhere near like that.
Special operations.
See what I mean?
Yeah, that shit. Yep. They have an uptick in road rage right now. Uptick in that.
Ooh.
Straight up, people shooting each other and all kinds of
bounty. Oh, you can see it on YouTube right here. People have just done
air rage. They got air rage.
There we go.
Now.
But people ain't
on an airplane.
Oh, air rage.
Yeah.
Oh,
air rage.
Wow. I mean, people are on there beating up stewards.
Yes, people stealing off on stewards. Bloody in their ass and stuff. They hog tied some man, took him off the plane. Oh. Air rage.
These spirits,
yeah.
Y'all know it, that's what it is. What is, what else is it,
yeah,
other
exactly.
than spirits, though?
Exactly.
It's these spirits. But what were you getting ready to say about you and Greg?
We was down, I want to bring out, I saw Daniel say something, he brought it out, too, about when he was in New York, he was about to say the airport.
Yeah.
And literally, as me and Greg, every time we went into the city, you know how you feel like a lump in your throat?
Yeah.
I felt it in my chest.
And you feel the heaviness.
I felt it in my chest.
Yeah.
And Pastor used to say this when he used to come to Houston visit. Mm-hmm. When I was down there.
Damn.
Pastor used to come down and him and Mother Carol used to talk about they would feel the spirits everywhere they went. Mm-hmm. Whether it be any city, could have been Houston, could be anywhere. But they were always discerning spirit. And I never understood it until I've been living up here now for years.
There you go.
And so now I went back.
You was like, what the hell?
And I don't feel it. I feel like, I felt so sick, and then it was just like, then I saw David that said something about it. I meant to talk about it, but I felt so sick. I mean, I was almost in tears. Like, that's how bad I felt, Greg. You are, I'm like, man, no.
But see, that's what happened when you live set apart,
yeah,
though.
And I'm in the city.
I'm just.
I'm feeling so disgruntled. I didn't feel at peace. I just spread leave.
Out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, my side was telling you. When we just going down here, just the next couple of townships over.
Yeah.
And, you know, because you don't want to go no damn grocery shopping up here. I'm talking about grocery shopping out here. They'll tell you, I don't do good with grocery shopping at all. I will sit out in the damn vehicle. I don't even want to go in the damn place. And then, as a matter of fact, I'm not even sitting in the vehicle no more. I'm not going no more damn grocery shopping.
Yeah,
no. I can't do that shit.
Yeah.
I just simply can't do it.
I can't
Now, the only time I can go grocery shopping is like, let's say if me and Summer's going down to Georgia and it's just her and I, and then I'm going to be there for protection. Other than that, I cannot be in no damn grocery store. Walking up and down damn aisles and shit, this shit just perturbed the hell out of me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I hate
doing
it. I hate that shit.
I can't stand shopping, bro. Richard, no, I'll be up in there.
It's like, man, I'll be sitting and be like,
but that's bad, though, in these cities, man. I mean, we pass through so many, and then I talk to the brothers all over the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they go to Chicago all the time. I mean, it pays well coming out. You know what I mean? There's always something to pick up coming out, and all we do is talk about these spirits that's in these places. And it's bad. And I tell them, before y'all leave that truck stop in the morning, y'all plead the blood of Jesus over that truck. Y'all better be praying y'all ass off. Man.
Please.
I made an audio message to them that, dude, y'all be praying.
Mm.
You know, do that. Make sure you have to not.
Man, y'all struggle. Better not dare let that lax.
No, don't let that. Every day before you leave.
We always pray.
It's just like leaving the community.
There you go.
You wake up in the morning, anoint that truck, and you plead the blood of Jesus.
Then hit the road.
Then you
pray. There you go.
Straight up.
Lose some holy angels being trapped around about you, man, and get with the spiritual warfare. We already know it. Listen, I can understand if we didn't have this information presented to us, but we do have it presented to us, and we see how it works. And it does work.
Yes.
But to sit up there and to choose to remain ignorant and act like it doesn't work and then ignore it, and then when something out there bad happens and stuff, then all of a sudden I'm supposed to, feel sorry for you.
No.
First thing I asked, did you pray?
Yeah. Yeah.
Always ask that. First thing.
Proactivity, man. They need that. Gotta have it.
You people can run up the damn Empire State Building. Y'all blessed us. No, y'all didn't bless you to run up the damn Empire State Building. It's crazy. We in 1 Timothy chapter 4, right? Read.
Now.
Yeah, there's some groceries in there. Hand me one.
That's a good beer right now.
Oh, that's another one. Should be another one in there.
Yeah, I'm drinking this. They got two more.
There should be some other one in there, too. I need a can opener, man.
Oh, shit. Or
bottle.
Right there. Bottle right there.
You got
it
right
there.
Man, my shit weak, man. If I keep doing that with my damn... Oh, I got that one, man. If I do that shit, man... Man, my shit brittle, man.
Oh,
I'm down 55 years old. No, I'm 54. I ain't cheating on nothing. I'm going to stretch this 54 out for as long as I can.
Old school boxing gloves you got on.
This is bad. These are bad, man. This is really bad. Remember I told you that shit would knock up?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at it. Look at that. You can see it. See it. That damn thing knocked up.
That's another muscle growing.
Shit.
Hey, I heard you saying about like an extra muscle in the leg.
What?
You just said extra muscle, so I was just wondering.
Man, get me. Don't be listening to that. I remember I came back from Jamaica, man. I had some shit. I still had some of that damn coral reef in my damn foot. And the first thing he did is, I get it out. He pulled his knife out. I said, you ain't getting nowhere near me.
Yeah, don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Shit, he'll dig it out, though. He'll dig it out. He'll damn bullet out. He'll be gone, too.
I pulled that bullet out of my leg.
He did.
Shit. Why not?
No, back there in the back 40.
Yeah.
Baby, y'all all right in there?
Yeah.
Y'all listening to the broadcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Grab his knife. Stick it in your leg.
Y'all, I hope your ass repent. Malachi, I hope your ass repent too, but I don't think y'all can. I think y'all that damn far gone. Y'all that damn far gone. Wicked ass devil. I'm telling you, I really truly hope there's some repentance, because when I come, I'm hoping to get that damn spirit in you. See, everybody else, they want to talk about what y'all doing.
Yeah.
But in the midst of this debate, I'm going after a damn spirit.
Yeah.
In the midst of this debate. Pastor, down the straightway, we're going to approach this thing totally different. We're going to hope to try our best to remove you from the damn snare of the fowler. That's what we hope you do. Hope to do.
Yeah.
All the rest of these damn cardinal-ass damn so-called Hebrews, all they can do is just damn... A read a damn book, because they ain't got no spiritual power at all. They can't do shit.
They ain't living shit.
They can't do shit. All you do is coach shit. Y'all about to see them homicide. Shut the hell up. Asshole, you ain't got no damn power. These damn hill are damn gnat of a toothache. And a gnat ain't even got no damn teeth.
Dang.
words. Just words. We're supposed to be in 1 Timothy 4, right? Come on, teach.
Now.
Now what?
The Spirit.
What does the Spirit do?
Speaks expressly. That in the latter times.
Then in what time?
Latter times.
But we got to be in the latter times, because when this was written, this was in the first century.
Yeah. True.
We've got to be in the latter times now. I know we're in the latter times now.
That's it.
Read on.
Some shall depart.
Not everybody, but some.
Some shall depart from these things.
Now, mind you, you got to be in it before you can depart from it.
Yeah.
Read on.
Giving heed.
To what?
To seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
The teachings of devils.
Yeah.
Chakras. Lotus flowers. And that damn assertion. Lotus flowers, God's favorite flower.
Bullshit.
That's a damn assertion. Why? Just because you say it? Where in the hell does it say it's his favorite flower? It ain't in there. That's an assertion. See, these people don't even know debate. They don't even know. I guarantee you. Matter of fact, I'm about to dumb this debate down, way down.
No.
I mean, I can go intellectual, but I'll be speaking over the head. I'm just talking about the words that I'm using. No, I ain't mean with no court. I'm getting very straight up ghetto. I'm going cutthroat.
Damn.
I'm going damn. Now that's still coming in. I'm coming in with broken vodka bottle. I'm in with Gene Chaser. I was just talking about on an intellectual level. Because they can sit up there and they can damn just blow damn smoke up your hindquarters with all these kind of damn words and shit. And I'm going calm.
Ooh.
I'm Tyrone. It's going to be ugly.
You said broken vodka bottle.
It's going to be ugly.
I'll take gloves off. We're
going in. We going in. No quarter, no mercy, no none of that. When I say dumbed down, I'm talking about as far as what level of intelligence should I go? Because, you know, y'all see me, man. I can transcend. I can go from here, there, here. I usually try to adjust where we at.
Yeah, I got
something for these damn chakras, though. I got Shaka Khan for your ass. But I would tell you this, though. When we get finished with that debate, Israel going to be secure for those who choose to. Because you're going to have plenty of things to look behind, check behind. I'm going to come with so many damn sources. I'll probably have to pull another trailer just to bring the damn books I got to bring in. I already got books tabbed out right over here, on the right side over here. Tabbed out.
Damn,
they tabbed up. I told you, man, we in here. We in it.
Bro, when I got it for a doctor.
When I tell you, when I come, I come.
And a lot of books.
And you know what? I didn't get some of his books that's on his damn bookshelf. Using his sources. I'm telling you. Brother.
That's it right there.
What I'm telling you.
You show me things to change?
Yeah.
That's how my library.
I'm really.
Fire!
I'm running. You showed me this book. Yeah.
Fire!
We'll leave it at that. If I go any further, I guarantee you, Brother Vernon knows what I was getting ready to say, though.
Vernon knows.
Hey. But don't think of them. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm telling you, we got a lot of firepower.
Yeah, I know.
We got a lot of our gun brothers.
I'm looking forward to what teacher Eric's got to say, too.
Oh, me and him. Matter of fact, I got to call him because, you know, we're teaming up on this.
I know.
And you know, DJ Eric, he going to come. It's going to be gloves off. It's going to be gloves off. They try to accuse him of being a white man, too. And he an Indian. Pale face. Man, he going in.
Ouch.
That's a damn good teacher, too. He's terrible.
Blood
sport with
his
blood. Put some glass on it. Now, I do one of them damn things. Shit, it'll heal maybe one day. I'm old as shit.
This dude want me. Really? You know I ain't gonna let you fight that.
I remember Dad down, man, all the way up to his bed. You could not take that fighting spirit out of him.
Mm-mm.
He wasn't gonna stop, but I do know this. He went away peacefully.
Caleb, you know.
He went away peacefully. I was fortunate enough to be able to get up, walk down there. He was just holding on. I went down there and said a few words I need to say to him, and I probably didn't even get two steps out of the house. He passed on. But I did thank him for being a damn good dad.
By the way,
a good father. Yeah.
I still enjoyed
father
the
was.
I enjoyed the talks that I had.
Oh, shoot, man. I love Dad Dow. Who ever met Dad Dow that didn't love him, though?
Good dude.
You know what I mean? He just straight up. And then Victoria ended up, you heard about her blasting me, right? Victoria, the one who, she let me have it, boy. Mother Carol went in on her. Mother Carol went in on her. Can you believe that shit, though? That's bad. And that's why I'm going to say, who have you ever known to leave anything that has ever had any good thing to say about it? I got another report. I'll talk to y'all about that tomorrow, though, okay? Got another report. It's just so sad, man. It's sad. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. Come on, teach.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Y'all hear that? Burned in, etched in with a hot iron. Watch this.
Forbidding to marry.
All right. Don't we have a spirit in this country right here forbidding to marry? They try to define what marriage is, and then they call marriage focus on the family. That's what they do. And they say 1-1-1. They don't know what the hell marriage is. They try to take our book and try to define what marriage is. Now, you choose to be monogamous, more power to be that way. Matter of fact, you'll have less trouble in the flesh you be monogamous. All right? But watch this.
And commanding.
That's the problem. That's the issue. And that is the trouble.
I agree.
If Paul was so damn false, how could he see this 2,000 years ago and call y'all ass out today? Think about that. He said this is a spirit that's going to talk like this in the latter times. Paul, who's supposed to be a false apostle, false as he is in your mindset, he called your ass out 2,000 years ago. Damn! That's a long distance vision.
Yes, that's a long time.
That's
rocking.
That's called
forward thinking.
That's forward
thinking. Damn.
That's looking way out. And so I see you, Spirit. I got you.
Yeah.
Commanding to do what?
To abstain from meat.
Wow. Y'all in it?
Oh, yeah.
Commanding to abstain from meat. Watch this.
Which Yah has created.
To what?
To be received.
Okay. With what?
With thanksgiving.
Now, here's the key part.
Of them which believe
and
know the truth.
Now, hold that for a second and go to Leviticus chapter 11 and read verse 1 and 2. See, we believe and we know the truth.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
We know what Yah has commanded.
Yes.
So how the hell are you going to change it? How the hell are you going to command unless you have a spirit upon you? A demonic spirit.
Yeah.
Read.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses.
Oh.
And to Aaron.
Oh.
Saying unto them.
So we can say Elohim spake unto Moses, or Hashem spake to Moses, and to Aaron, whatever you want, whatever. The Creator, the Eternal, spoke to Moses and Aaron. What did he say?
Speak unto the children of Israel.
So Yah told them to speak unto the children of Israel. What did he say?
Saying, these are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth.
Who's doing talking?
Yahweh.
Okay, Yah is. That's what I thought.
First Yah
is in Yah. Yeah. Read.
Whatsoever parts the hoof and is cloven footed and chews the cud, among the beasts, that shall you eat. Nevertheless, these shall you not eat of them which chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof. He is unclean unto you.
Uh-huh.
And the coney, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the hare, because he chews the cud, but divides not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the swine, though he divides the hoof and be cloven footed, yet he chews not the cud, he is unclean unto you. Of their flesh shall you not eat, and their carcass shall you not touch. They are unclean to you.
You know what the justification is, though, right? You get rid of Paul, get rid of his writings, get rid of dietary law, now you're justified.
Yeah.
You justified in your iniquity.
Yeah.
That's the best way you can call it. You can't call it nothing else but that. You're justified in iniquity because after you done got rid of the whole book, then you end up introducing more books. Because the book says you'll be wearing many of them books. Mm. There ain't no end. Much learning has made you mad. Not this type of learning. Outside all these esoteric doctrines. And then I heard this guy the other day, he turns around and says that it's the oral law, like he was there when Yahweh was speaking to Aaron, Moses, Abraham, and Jacob. He don't know what the hell of them oral law is. If it was an oral law, the only way we could comprehend and understand what an oral law is if it was written down in a book. But he's telling people, don't even listen, coming from the same vein. They listen to Yankee too. And he come out as an elder with his funky ass. And them Israel, like he's them backing up what they're saying, sanctioning, co-signing. What the hell they're saying?
Wow.
You see me just pull up a scripture over here on Esau, right? Go to Jeremiah 36. I can't tell you how many times we're supposed to write everything down in a book. Why? So successive generations coming after us can be able to read it, comprehend, and understand what was the mind of Yah, the one who don't change, same yesterday, today, and forever. Read, teach, from the first verse. Listen real close to this. Listen this close, real close.
And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that the word came unto Jeremiah from Yah, saying,
what did he say?
Take you a roll of a book.
You hear? A roll of the oral law.
Roll of a book.
A roll of what somebody said.
Roll of a book.
A YouTube video.
Roll of a book.
Instagram.
A book.
Facebook.
A book.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Take the roll of a book. Yeah. Come on.
And write.
Write what?
They're in all the words that I have spoken unto you.
Now, read.
Against Israel.
Oh, now go back to the first verse again of Jeremiah 36. Read that again.
And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from Yah.
From who?
From Yah.
From who?
From Yah.
From who?
From Yah.
Man, strike that dick. You hear this? Keep reading.
Take you a roll of a book.
So Yah is instructing him to take a roll of a book. Come on.
And write there in all the words that I have spoken unto you against Israel.
See, somebody got to be Antichrist. Somebody got to be Antichrist. Come on.
And against Judah. And against all the nations. From the day I spoke unto you, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day.
See, the Most High Yah is not only dealing with Israel and Judah, but the nations. He's dealing with three fronts now. Read.
It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So Jeremiah had a scribe. Jeremiah had somebody to write down everything that Yah was articulating to him. And his name was Baruch. We ever read a book like that before?
Yes.
Have we ever read a book like that before?
Yeah.
I think it's in one of the hidden books. I think there's a book called Baruch in the Apocrypha.
Yes, there is.
Now you know who Baruch is?
Yes, indeed.
They ain't novices lifted up with pride.
It is.
Falling into the condemnation of the devil.
Boom.
Read.
And Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of Yah.
You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
All the words of Yah. But from who? The mouth of Jeremiah.
Yep.
See, we would still be speaking straight to Yah if we didn't say way back then, all right, we don't want to hear what you got to say no more because we're going to die.
Yeah.
Let Moses do the talking.
Yeah.
And from that time forth, he has spoken through man.
Period.
Facts.
That's true.
That's real talk.
Big old facts.
Big old facts. Read all.
Which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of Yah. Therefore go you and read in the roll which you have written from my mouth.
Y'all hear that?
The words of Yah in the ears of the people in Yah's house.
Notice, Yah's name is being dropped all over the place here.
Yeah, is
he? Yeah. So who the hell are we going to listen to? We going to listen to these damn young novices lifted up with pride?
Nope.
Hell no. Oh, I got a... Hell no! 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 Hell no! Mother Paul Winkle.
Listen,
your ass. Damn, he said he was 33 years old. I remember I was 33 years old. When I was 33 years old, I was out here putting my hand to the grind. 33 years old. You ain't Jesus, nigga.
Yeah.
And you think you know more than the hoary-headed people and all the prophets and the apostles that come on before them, and we supposed to just stop everything we doing and listen to your long head flap of your ass. You out of your damn mind.
Really?
Cut that damn hair and them nasty, funk-ass fingernails and wipe your ass and brush your teeth, nigga. That's what you do. You may even get an audience. And all the little damn Mickey you got with you, damn, you shut up. And stop, because this damn video shit is going to be over with when we get face to face. That's real talk. Man, when you try to hold back a laugh, that shit twisted.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that damn spirit, I promise you.
Yeah.
No quarter, no mercy. Mm-mm. We going in. And we going to be like these damn other damn people. Now, we going to... Listen, Israel. Listen. And this is without study.
Yeah.
I ain't even looked into shit. Tell you, Bob, this is without it. It's off the cuff. Oh, man. We got a Lions game coming up here, man. We got a Lions game coming up here. Let me tell you something. You young-ass people today, y'all really truly need to learn y'all place because you have a time appointed. If you're righteous, well, you're going to be rulers in Israel. And you're going to be in a place where right now you think you won't. When you get older, you're going to find out you wish you never had it because the burden is just too damn great. Right now, you got all this pride. You lift it up. You're high-minded. You're heady. You think you know all this shit. Probably because you're out there smoking too many damn blunts and done crossed your damn membranes in your head and shit and their damn frequencies and all that other stuff. I'm telling you, man, this is some off-the-damn-chain stuff here. But guess what? If Pastor Dow didn't come up here and speak bold as a lion and talk like this, some of you would still be disturbed today. Yeah, you would, because you wouldn't even know which way to turn, to the left or the damn right. You wouldn't know what the hell to do.
Yeah.
Oh, he sound good. He sound like one playing well on an instrument. Somebody say facts.
Facts.
They like something there. That's straight up facts. Well, anyway, you all right, Travis?
Sir.
You good?
Yes, sir.
You good, Ranger?
Knocked my ass off. Wow, this is going
to
be an easy victory.
It ain't. I keep telling you, this is very lightweight. And then the arrogancy and the audacity and the unmitigated gall to say we ready right now. No, you ain't. You should be happy that I'm granting y'all a grace period. Get your damn act together and hopefully that you will turn from your wicked ways and repent. I'm not going to be like all the rest of these folks. I'm not going to be cordial, kind, sweet, and nice when this debate starts. I promise you I ain't. This is going to be pretty damn ugly. It's going to be ugly. I hope you got your wives in check because your wives ain't in check. My wives will come over and beat the shit out of you and get out of pocket. I promise you that. Don't let them get out of pocket. Don't get out of damn pocket. I'm saying that because I know how niggas are. Niggas can get that damn ugly. Oh, I'll show you what ugly is. I'm going to show you what a damn country boy to shoot deer, hunt turkey, butcher chickens, and then fish. Small mouth, large mouth, bass, bluegill, walleye, crappie, a country boy.
Yeah.
You damn camels, though, man. Y'all ain't no good bunch of damn punks, though. I'm telling you, y'all some sorry-ass Negroes. Y'all bad. Ain't got a lick of honor in y'all. No, y'all don't even know what honor is. It's bad. It's so bad. Don't worry about it. Y'all stay in those cities. Keep telling you people stay in those cities. Y'all stay on in there. Stay on in there. Keep on leading them by a false hope and a false vision and a false. Stay there. Stay there. It is so sad. But those of you who have the ears to hear, come out of her, my people.
Oh yeah.
Come out of her. Read 2 Corinthians 6:17. Come out of her, my people. Come out, come out, come out. I sure am enjoying y'all, though.
Oh,
I'm glad y'all came, man.
Because
everything we do is about the king. Read, teach.
Wherefore?
Wherefore what?
Come out from among them.
What?
And be you separate, said Yah. And touch not the unclean things.
Why is it that you, scripture, beating, browbeating, toting Israelites, why is it that y'all get all this other finer points of the word, but you can't do this one? You can't come out of New York. You can't come out of Miami. You can't come out of St. Louis. You can't come out of none of these damn cities. You can't even obey the word. Can't do it. But people are supposed to listen to you. You have no contingency plan for your people whatsoever at all. You have nothing for them. Nothing. Zero. Oh, you waiting to get raptured? Your ass, your black ass going to be staying here charred on this earth. You ain't going no damn where. Man, we ain't going to be beamed up, man. The meat shall inherit the earth, man. That's all it is. And y'all ain't even meat. They wouldn't even call me meat. They wouldn't even call me meat. Isn't that sad? And I'm probably about one of the meekest men y'all have ever met in this generation. And the reason why he said, because you don't know me. You really, truly don't know me. When it comes to serving y'all and his people, I mean business. I mean business with every fiber of my being I do. Bring it on!
That's right.
That's right! Facts. Facts. Facts.
Big old facts.
Big old facts. Reteach.
And I will receive you.
That's when the Most High y'all is going to receive us, when we obey what he said. You get this, Travis, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, we just strangers and pilgrims. Just passing through. That's all we doing. That's all we doing, man. We are occupied, man. I mean, let's just say if things play out in the grand scheme of things. The seed, the children you have, hopefully you've been able to leave something back behind and they stay responsible.
Hallelujah.
And then maybe the king come. Even if they don't, maybe the next one. You done your part. Once the breath go out of our body, we can't do nothing else. It's done. So we can only hope and impart wisdom and the fear of y'all comes with their relationship with it. That they can get it. And they can continue this thing in succession. These people ain't got a damn thing for it. They got nothing for their people. Nothing for their people at all. Everybody keep talking, what about inheritance? Damn, you need to have a damn inheritance. I've already broke that down, didn't I? When your mama, your daddy, your granddaddy, you ain't had nothing, ain't nobody had shit to pass on to you. Now all of a sudden you get in Israel, you expect a damn inheritance. Well, you got an inheritance. You get to inherit the land of Israel,
yes.
And you get to have a place to occupy you and your family, and then they get to keep on working to build more land, more homes, and then occupy even to a greater extent as they do, and then it keeps going succession after generation after generation after generation.
Yes.
To all the damn generation realm belongs to us, Israel. You got to get out of this damn individual I thinking.
That's that American thing. Hallelujah. Yeah, Western.
They just don't get it. Oh, I'm sorry. 10 minutes over. Last 10. Coming up. Hey, boy, what you got to help? Come on.
All right, so I'm literally going forward with a solar installation.
Right.
Literally. So if there's anybody, well, let me say this. Straightway Tennessee, I think JP should come, in my opinion. It's up to you. Brother Dan could send one person. I'm thinking George could send one person.
Y'all hear that, D?
Just if each community has one brother to send, and we're supposed to be installing a solar system, literally, probably in 3 weeks. So we're looking at August 13th, 9th through the 13th, somewhere in there. I should know something. Just contact me. That's my main thing. So Brother Dan, Elder Rufus, whoever has community, Pastor, I think JC should come.
Yeah.
Personally,
get him up there.
Yeah, I think he should come. But we're literally going to install a solar system with professionals that are coming out to install for us. They're going to give me a discount for helping them install. So
that's good.
This is an opportunity.
Big opportunity.
For saints. And I don't want it to be too much because then we just fall over each other and we ain't get shit accomplished. So one person from each community somebody that's trusted, competent, that know, you know, that you can trust in.
Dedicated.
Exactly. Send them. And they need to be laser focused. Now, my brother, I'm going to have me and another brother get the priority, but they could help us install it and learn. Ask questions so that way you can bring the knowledge back to the prospective place where you are. And so that way you, you know, continue on. But I just want to make sure, I thought this is the best platform to put it on, simply because everyone in the ministry should be listening to this blog talk.
They should be.
They should be.
Should
so
be.
The rule is, anytime pastor speaking, we all attention. So, I mean, everybody should be listening.
What you think about that, Elder? Y'all was all here when I was talking in Passover.
Yeah.
There's not every bit of that done come to pass.
Yeah.
How many people done fell away?
Yeah.
Like we said it was going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, the people coming in.
Yeah.
The lands being developed.
Yeah.
The work that was going to take place.
It's going down.
It's all. I know it sounds like it, I'm talking out of the side of my neck, but this stuff be happening.
It's moving. It's moving.
That's how we know the spirit of Yah is in this.
Man, Pastor Alvin sounds like a prophet, man. Me and him talked the other day on the phone, and I just say, man, every time he calls something, I'll be like, hey, saints, I tell the saints, y'all, he's listening up. And lately, he's been talking a lot about, for the last few months, all this year, he's been saying, don't neglect your duties in fasting and prayer, getting close, spending time with the Most High.
I sure am.
And for the first time, I heard him say his one statement last week. He talked about don't neglect the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about acknowledging the Holy Spirit. That's what he said for the first time. Not only spend time with the Father, but don't neglect the Holy Spirit. Acknowledging. So that's a big key.
Big time.
Acknowledge.
Big time.
The Ruach. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can't sleep on these words, man. These things are being said for a reason. And he also put an emphasis on leaders probably 4 or 5 months ago. I don't know. I can't remember when. But it was 2021 of not neglecting your duties in the Torah and just with the Most High, just with the King, your relationship. So I go back to in the law or in the book where it talks about how a king would have a book. And he read it daily in order to know how to lead the people.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? So my thought process is every elder, every leader, whatever the case may be, in what capacity, it doesn't matter. Even if you preach your own, you should be in that book, be in that Torah. So he put an emphasis on this for a reason. I don't think we should be sleeping on this. I know folks focus on the message. I focus on the exhortation and the whole entirety of it.
Bring it balance.
And that's what we need to do. So we need to listen to these little things. Because these exhortations and these little droplets, and when it's consistent, you know it's the King speaking.
Better believe
That's
it.
That's all I got. But yeah, if you want that solar experience, contact me. Hit me up.
Digging them, say that already. We're going to be there.
All right. You send one brother. I don't need 5. So I just need one brother from each place.
Going to be there.
If Gideon looking at me funny, y'all, but
Gideon always looking at me.
All right, but this is my thing, though.
It's just a look.
All right, but hear me out. Passion was pouring his pad for the new tabernacle. There were so many, but I literally just stood off to the side. There were so many men fighting for race and fighting for it. He got that order. When y'all came up there to help me lay a block, I stopped laying a block. I said, that. I
got to
have
order. We got to have
one and one is
not. Man, you, all right, fine. So be it. One's watching, one's helping.
Yes, sir.
And be ready to tent out.
Yeah.
Tent. It's going to be hot, but you got tent. So if you were there for
more. Oh, you already cut off half the people right there.
Yeah. If you can have
y'all a tent. Y'all have a damn tent.
We got 2 outhouses, and we got heat.
Y'all didn't use no damn tents when you were there, did you?
Yeah, sleep outside. You can sleep on deck.
That's why I keep telling people, I ain't having no damn tent.
We're going to have plenty of beer.
The damn tent was the sky.
We have plenty of beer, plenty of food. Just let me know something. Just reach out. Hallelujah. I just want to say that, Jeff. Yeah, that's it.
Reaching out.
All right, hallelujah.
Physically reach.
Touching.
Hallelujah.
Physically reach. All right, call me. Contact me. All right, there you go.
Oh, you better believe, T, it is over before it started.
Yeah.
And then mind you, once we set this date, I ain't even went into my damn study and grind time, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, we got you.
This is just pathetic, man. I'm tired of these damn devils, man, deceiving the hearts of Israel. I'm serious. I hate this stuff, man. I hate it with a passion. Just because somebody got a damn mouth to move. Or lift the damn flap and stuff. They supposed to be a damn authority figure just because they say something. Well, now I'm talking. But I'm talking not only with me, I'm talking with the elders, the ancients of Israel, the prophets, the law of the Most High Yah.
Hallelujah.
I want to light your ass up. You ain't getting past this pagan shit, though. That damn, I ain't going to do the gestures. Peace to the God. Peace to the earth. That damn Charlie Brown hat your ass got on.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, boy. Oh, shit. Y'all got me pissed. Y'all got me pissed. I ain't got no damn respect for none of these damn cats, though, man.
Hard to.
They're all a bunch of damn punks, man. I ain't got damn liquor damn respect for none of them, man. They ain't no damn warriors. All they do is blow a bunch of damn hot-ass smoke.
Ain't doing nothing.
Ain't doing shit.
They're doing the same thing they was doing 10 years ago.
Ain't got no... Who do y'all have said for you? Who are y'all gonna say free?
What you just said. What Elder just said was fact.
That is fact.
Same
damn shit they were doing 10 years ago.
Yeah,
what they did, they have grown some.
Pastor,
they've been able to buy more purple.
When I first heard you, Pastor, listen, 2010, real talk, 2010, all I heard was the brother from GLCC.
I like Elder Ricard. I like him and Elder Lawyer, man. I like them too.
All there was him, some guy in Kazakia, there was the ICTK gang, GMS, and then there was Simon Althoff.
Yeah.
That's all you had. And then I stumbled upon him and Pastor, what's his face, down South Carolina, that Roberts.
Whatever.
Yeah. And I said, now
look. I'm protector.
And after that, by 2012.
Damn buffoon. Damn
gorilla. Hey, by 2012, you had 100 channels of brothers talking about he's rich. But I'm like, man, I ain't hearing that shit. I'm like,
I ain't hearing that shit.
I'm sticking right here.
It was just a handful worth basically what you're saying.
Literally, it was just maybe six tops.
And all of a sudden, you got all these damn people. I've been in the truth 10, 15 years. Tell your ass. You have been in a bottle 10, 15 years.
I didn't hear about them.
All you got to do is just don't have no standard.
Yeah.
No standard for the women. No standard for the men.
And
it's like Christianity. Everybody flocks and shit. As soon as you start laying down disciplines according to the law, they out, man. They out. People going to cater to the flesh.
I'm going to say like this. Pastor, I was the only one. Every person I named, I could talk about one thing that they spoke on. Mm. Shepherd just kept talking. He talked about everything. And he was just growing. That's all it was.
It ain't a damn one of them living set apart. Not a damn one of them. Before even prepping was even popular.
He was doing
it. We was already in the mix.
He was doing it. Mylar bags, all that stuff. You know, it is what it is.
We're going to get there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there as a whole, because ain't none of us arriving individually.
Uh-huh.
All right, Israel. We 20 minutes over. This is about the time Lance Dan start any damn way. I'm thinking they coming on 9 o'clock, man. It'd be 9:30. Dang, to be coming on. I'm trying to hold on all that I can. I've been up ever since damn 3:30 in the morning. Dang, you're going to procrastinate. You know English ain't my damn first language, man. I'm just doing the best that I can with the tools that I have. I'm from the South of country. I'm from Tennessee. Don't worry about it. Summer do this shit all the time. Procrastinate.
Yes, sir.
You say it.
You procrastinate.
There you go. I'll take that one. That's how you say it right there.
Even better.
I love you.
Hey, Dean, I need Rob to let me know when he's getting inducted, because I need to actually narrow that down, because I don't want my schedule conflicted, because I'm going to be there with Rob. I'm there. I'm going to be there with Rob, man.
Lord.
So I need to know what game that is that he's getting inducted.
Indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I love my Israelite brothers, man. I want all of them.
They'd be like, who that? What do you do with
why Rob talking about him? You know what I'm saying? All that is mostly for this
Man, Rob, damn icon in that NFL, man. That damn booger. You know, we in the day, you know, on the block, man, we call him straight up dog, man. He's a damn dog. That book got some fight in his ass.
Yeah, awesome.
I was sitting and watching the damn defensive ends and stuff. They damn deal got to know how to box, man.
Yeah.
And know all that damn shit before they can get past them damn big ass. Mind you, look at Rob. Uh-huh. And then look at TJ ass.
Yeah.
They got, he got to fight every damn down to get past that.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. His side.
That's right.
TJ is... That's a mountain of a man. That's a mountain of a man. Man, TJ, damn good brother, man. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
You got to be scared of him because he's a mountain of a man. He's just a mountain of a man. You know what I mean?
Take a lot, Phil.
Shit. Rob said, Colts oh, November 28th. Okay. So I did have it right. Rob said November 28th. All right. All right, got you, Rob. Make sure y'all put that on the board, Summer. Colts versus Bucks, November 28th. I'm going to be in Indianapolis.
Hallelujah.
Indiana. All right. Anyway, we done had enough. I'm anxious to hear what Lions Den is going to say. Hallelujah. We bless y'all. Y'all got anything?
Bless Elder Rufus, I love you. I miss you. Thank you for the open rebuke. I appreciate you. I love you. Much love. Well, God be love to you, sir.
Ranger and Unspoke, Elder, Teacher, we good. So we bless y'all. In the sweet breast of the strong, victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. See y'all tomorrow morning, all right? 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, all right? King Covet.
Yeah.
Right.